You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, along with Scott Eckersley, producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out now to a familiar voice at WILS, it's MRN, Michigan Radio Network, anchor and producer Bill Thompson. Good evening, Bill. How are you?
Good evening, Cheryl. Familiar, huh?
Familiar. It's a familiar voice. People hear you on... I hear you every day on here.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Doing your job... we have to tell folks that today, though, Bill, you got picked up and taken to the big house today. You got put in jail today.
Yeah, it was an interesting situation. About a month ago, I was contacted by MDA... And I was nominated by somebody, and I still haven't found out who.
Mum's the word.
Yeah, okay, it was you then.
No, I'm not copping to anything.
Okay. And they said, would I like to participate in the MDA lockup? That's where pretty much you raise funds, and they had an online site for us to use for the past couple, 3 weeks. And I did okay there, but they also, at that same time, they set bail. and they said I had to raise $1,600 in the month. And I thought, okay, we'll see how good that goes. but just some of the things, I probably made about half of my goal, which is good enough, you know, for a non-fundraiser like me, but we did pretty well on the website. Well, then today, an arresting officer came over to the network and takes you from your business, and this year it happened to be over at the Nut House, the lockup, and so they take you over there, you read your rights. It was an interesting. You have a right to have fun. You have a right to eat nachos. And you have a right to make phone calls to get more donations.
I'm guessing that's what folks don't usually hear.
No, and I was kind of surprised a little bit. Well, before they did that, they put a striped shirt on you, and sat you down behind these bars and locked you in handcuffs and took your mugshot. So that was done, and then like I say, you read your rights, and then you could stay there as long as you wanted to raise donations. And I made about $740, which was, again, for me, is pretty good over a month period of time. And thanks to you, by the way, because I called you too.
Yeah. Well, turnabout is fair play.
Yeah. Well, just something interesting here that they had sent us that we could put out to folks. Here's what the money goes for, and it doesn't go to us. It doesn't. None of it goes to the person that's raising it. It goes to the MDA totally. It says 76% of every dollar goes directly to research and education. $30, the cost is $30 for a flu shot, $74 for a minute of research, $150 for occupational, physical, respiratory, or speech therapy, $500 for annual repairs of durable medical equipment such as your wheelchairs and the like, $300 for diagnostic work at an MDA clinic, and the big thing that they kept pushing on us is sending kids to camp this summer. And the bail that I would have raised if I'd have made it, it's $800 per kid. So they kept saying, they kept touting, well, you'll send two kids to camp if you make it. Well, I got one.
Yeah, that's right.
I feel pretty good.
Well, you should feel very good about that. I did have a gentleman on from the Muscular Dystrophy Association here in Lansing on Monday talking about that. And yeah, today it's a fun day for the folks who were kind enough and generous enough with your time to give up the time and call friends and acquaintances and business folks to donate. But the goal and the mission is so very important. And, you know, so my hat's off to you for doing that. Bill.
Well, you know, and that's it. They give you the option, well, do you want to do it or not? And I said, okay. You and I have been involved off and on with MDA for a long, long, long time.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we have. Yes, we have.
You know, so it just, I said, okay, I can take an hour, hour and a half out of my day, and I'll, you know, touch who I can touch. And there were quite a few people that were in the Nut House making donations today, or getting donations. And they had a raffle for us. It was, I think, a $50 gift card. Every time you made $50 or got a $50 donation, you got to ring this bell, or you rang a bell at your table, and they'd bring a raffle ticket over, and they were going to raffle off this gas card, I think it was.
Okay, well, that's very valuable these days.
So, yeah, it was, and I kept hearing the bells ring quite a bit.
So there was a pretty good crowd down there then.
Yeah, there was. Between at least two and three, there was. I'm not sure. I think it went on all day, or most of the day.
Well, that it's great news. I just have to, I'm out of my own personal curiosity, because I'm naturally a curious person. Is that your first mugshot, Bill?
As a matter of fact, yes.
You're under oath, you know.
I will be posting it.
I was going to say, you're under oath, you know. Be real careful here.
Yes, it is.
you were read your rights. There you go.
It was fun. I got a Lansing Fire Department guy, and I neglected to take down the name, but he came and arrested me, and a couple of Ingham County Sheriff's Department guys took me back
oh,
to
boy.
The business. So it was interesting sitting in the back of a police car that I, you know, no, I have never sat in the back of a police car like that.
How did you know that was my next question?
Now they're moving. Not that I was squeaky clean in college or before.
Well,
know,
hey, look, I'm not looking for a confession, Bill. You've done your good deed for the day. I'm not looking for a confession here. What I love is that they obviously, policemen and firemen are very closely tied with the Muscular Dystrophy Association, as well as volunteering their time. And I'm kind of surprised they used squad cars today. That's a great thing.
Well, yeah, they used to, well, initially I think it was just a personal car that took me over, that the fire officer had, but it was two Ingham County sheriffs in uniform in their car, and they were running around picking up people, you know, at the same time. They're, you know, dropping us off and then picking up others. So it was going. It probably was an all-day event, I'm sure.
Well, it's a great event, and it's kind of a fun and creative way to go about fundraising a little bit differently. And you know, of course, your friends and fans were slow to donate just so we could make sure you got picked up, I'm guessing.
Yeah. You don't know how many times they would say to me, if I give more, will they keep you?
And that would be your wife.
Well, that was and several others. How much did it keep you? And my boss kept saying, well, you're not coming back today, are you? And I said, yes, I am.
There you go. There you go. Well, I love that. I love the fact that, you were generous enough with your time and a good sport to do it. Thank you for raising the money you did. Another person, young person will go to camp because of you today. So thank you for that, Bill.
Yeah, well, thank you for your time and effort and this because you know, without that, obviously, and the MDA people will tell you that without the publicity, without the you know, the awareness, it would never happen.
Well, it's true. Just one of the many good things that you do on a regular basis. Thank you, Bill. Have a great evening.
All right. Thanks, Cheryl.
Bye-bye. Bill Thompson, anchor producer with Michigan Radio Network, heard right here on WILS. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.